I'm Anderson Cooper. Thanks for watching the AC360 podcast. All the latest from here in Tacloban, Philippines. Let's get started. This is a place where there is little food, where there is little water, and there are many, many people in need. Many people are trying to get out of here, out of the airport. There are scenes of people lining up all around me. They've been lining up here all night long. They just wait at the airport. They frankly have nowhere else to go because out there on the other side of the camera is what remains of Tacloban, and it is not a pretty sight. Dead bodies laying out near the wreckage of people's homes, people sleeping out in the street with little food, little water, and few answers, frankly, about the relief effort. We're going to try to get answers over the course of the next hour. I just want to bring you up to date on all that we have seen in the last 24 hours.
It's been 5 days since Super Typhoon Haiyan slammed into the Philippines. But still, after all that time, there's no official death toll, no concerted effort to retrieve the bodies of those who've died. The cleanup in some badly hit areas has barely started, if it started at all. Everywhere you go, there are pleas for help.
Everything is gone. Our houses, everything. There's nothing to eat. There's nothing to drink.
We need more people to help the current situation.
Help is on the way. 250 U.S. service members are on the ground in the Philippines, and two more ships are on the way. But right now, there simply isn't enough aid, and what aid there is isn't getting out to those who need it most. Day after day, thousands come to Tacloban Airport hoping for a ride out, praying they can escape the devastation, the lack of food and water, the decaying bodies lying on the street. But with 800,000 people displaced, many are without options, while others continue to search for loved ones lost in the storm surge.
The only one missing is my eldest daughter. I hope she's alive and we're hoping.
This woman cries for her mother, who's still missing. I'm still here in Tacloban, she says. I'm still alive. Makeshift shelters for those left behind have sprung up all over the area. People sleeping wherever they can, desperate to find a dry, safe spot.
People around here just have no place else to go. A lot of them who may have evacuated for the storm, they're now back in what used to be their homes. There's a makeshift shack somebody's constructed over there. They tried to collect all the things they could salvage, but it's not much.
In many places, not much is left but rubble, and the sound of pets waiting for owners who may never return. This makeshift coffin has a piece of rock with the name of a baby who's been placed inside. Marion P. Alcain is her name. She was only 1 year and 3 months old. At this hospital in Tacloban, the wounded and sick wait for treatment, though the hospital has no electricity and few supplies.
We are admitting them as much as we can because we cannot refuse them.
It's already too late for this young mother cradling her dead child in her arms. I'm going crazy, she says. I want to go back home. Home is not an option for her. It's not an option for many in this broken city.